I gotta correct this widespread fantasy that the ruling class now is interested in economic growth. And they're not interested in economic growth. Economic growth is a sort of red herring and has always been. It was the way that commodity production, making money in commodity production, economic growth, like the growth of the number of transactions in a society, was an indicator, a good indicator of how much money you can make, but also, how many opportunities labor had as well. And the U.S. ruling class, the leading bloc, the advanced bloc of the transnational ruling class, is not interested in economic growth. This is really obvious. Every policy of the U.S. government is designed to do one thing, and is to cause a massive economic contraction. That's what was done in Iraq. That's what's done in Syria. That's what they're doing. They do in Haiti. All the sanctions regimes that they've created around the world, on Venezuela, on DPRK, the trade war on China, the sanctions on Russia, the sanctions on Iran, all of this, and they boast of this. The whole purpose of these things is to cause massive economic contraction, to so-called make the economy scream. Every policy they've done, that's led by the Obama and Trump regimes, their whole strategy is the economic contraction. That is to tax away the money of people who need to spend their money, to impose, to take tax breaks away from people, for their mortgages, for middle-class people, or for, to be able to write off state tax on your federal tax. The whole point of that is to contract the economy, to give tax breaks to the wealthy who do not spend, who are spending to the maximum. They can't grow more stomachs to eat more dinners. That causes no growth at all. Like the big banks, the bailouts happened, people immediately gave themselves bonuses and take the money out of the country or sock it away or hoard it. That does not cause economic growth. Growth is not the objective. They're done with growth. That's why Greta Thunberg is their spokesperson to cry in front of the UN on worldwide television about how economic growth is evil, that economic growth keeps her up at night, that it's killing her, that it's stolen her childhood. They're finished with that. They've been finished with it a long time. Look around the world. The world economy is contracting precisely because of U.S. policy. It's not whether, it's made. And also their big plot now, which is depopulation, and they talk about it. I mean, this is why Greta Thunberg is advertising a program, the genocidal dreams and program of David Attenborough and Jane Goodall, is that will be unprecedented economic growth. They want to get rid of billions of people, to shrink the world economy in a way that is unimaginable, like down to, a 0.5% of what it is now. That's what they really want, ultimately, is, a tiny group of human beings, who just as many as they think they can completely control, as their slaves, that is, with no economic activity at all, just being provisioned by the master. And that's the story now. Okay.